John chapter 14, verse 1 and verse 27. Glory to God. Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed the, I was saying that we got to get everybody involved in the church somehow. Praise God. We can't have everybody. Do you want to lead worship next Sunday? You don't want to lead worship? No, not still. I've been asking you that for 30 years. But one of these days, you're going to jump up and do it. And thank God. Well, this is our second service since 2012. What is it? 2022. I'm seeing twos. Maybe there's something going on here. But anyway, let us go to John chapter 14, verse 27 and 28. I just want to welcome back my colleague back there, Varian. He's back from Fort Francis. Let's welcome him. Welcome, Varian. And he said he had a nice time eating. But I said, he didn't look very, didn't gain any weight. So I guess his shirt, you did gain a few pounds, huh? And praise God. Well, it's a new year, a new lease on life. You know, it feels like, even though you can do this every day, but how come it seemed like 2000 and right after that new year, you feel like, man, this is fresh, you know, brand new. Anybody ever feel that way? It's a brand new year, new calendar, everybody starting on the same line, but you can do that every day. You can do that every day if you want. And Christmas, somebody said this, you can celebrate Christmas every day and be merry every day and give gifts. And so, Pastor Ken's on the road. He's on the road again. He's on the road to, that's his favorite song, On the Road Again. He's on the road, working on the road, so he's not here tonight. And what else? Agnes, I saw you this evening, so I didn't recognize her. I said, you know, when you got all that stuff on, you got winter stuff on, and you just got your little eyes peeking out. I was teasing Agnes. I said, Agnes, I didn't recognize you. I said, I can't even recognize my own sheep. But I said, I go by smell now. So yeah, I picked up her scent, and we had a good time laughing back there. Praise God. And Ernie's back. Ernie? Praise God. And he did have a bag. We checked it. There's no chicken legs in there. And Frank's happy. Jimmy's in town. Man, you got everybody in here. All the characters. They're all in that section. Even Max came back. Amen. Max is back. He's happy. Praise God. Okay. We'll get the rest of you later. John chapter 14, chapter 1, chapter 14. Ooh. Okay, we're going to start again. Stop the tape. I don't know. Lisa, did you do something over here? You should sing it away. She left something here for me. Jumped right into it. Woo! I just feel warm everywhere. We're going to start over again. We're trying to get started. Like it's like, you know, you ever start a power saw or something? You know, wow, wow, you can start. Woo! We never get started yet. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I think we'll just sit here all night and look at each other. We're just looking at each other. Oh, this is a great service. Oh, You know, it's nice to be like this, right? Eh? Instead of mad at each other. Why'd you show up today? I don't know. All right, we're going to start again. Okay. What are we doing? Let's everybody stand for a second. We get this started going. We get this going. I don't know what to do here. Lord, oh man, let's go ahead and praise Him. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, and your joyfulness. Thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you tonight as we look into your word. We're going to find something brand new, even if we heard it before, a brand new level, a new angle. We give you praise for the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. We thank you for everyone that's here and how you'll minister to them. And may signs and wonders, gifts of the Holy Ghost, be a manifestation. And Lord God, that I speak the oracles of God, your word will become one with all of us as we begin to enter into a new level of anointing in tonight. We thank you for it. We thank you for miracles as people believe God together, those that are watching on live stream, that the power of God flows to them. We thank you, Lord God, that not anyone will be left out. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our government tonight. We ask a special prayer over our federal government and all those elected in the office in the federal government in Ottawa. In the name of Jesus, we ask your wisdom and blessing and safety for them. And also for Queen's Park and our Ontario government. We ask the blessing of God and the leading of the Spirit of God. As we know that there's so many decisions that have to be made, we pray for the grace of God to be upon all of them. And we believe it. We pray for our city hall, all the civic leaders that are there, Lord God, and all those that are responsible for making this city a great city. We speak greatness over it. We speak life over it. Prosperity, success over every person that's leading. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, let's go. I think we got it. John chapter 14. We'll talk about having a sound mind. Having a sound mind. And John chapter 14, verse 1 and 27, Jesus said, don't be worried and upset. I'm reading the Good News Translation. Don't be worried and upset. And God doesn't want us to be worried or upset. Jesus told them, believe in God and believe also in me. Verse 27, peace is what I leave you. It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give it as the world does. You know, the world does give a certain kind of peace. If we're looking to the news and the prime minister and those people that give us the peace, we can't get it from there. He says, don't be worried and upset. And do not be afraid. And do not worry about anything. Over here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, Good News Translation says, don't worry about anything. And you're not supposed to be worried about one thing, not even one thing. But in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking Him with a thankful heart. Amen. Verse 7, God's peace, everybody say God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Jesus. Our main thought tonight is that it's possible to live a worry-free life. And I know it might be a challenge, particularly if you don't get the word inside you. If you don't change your mind, that'll be a challenge because you cannot have this on your own. We can live beyond what our natural mind is telling us or what the devil might say to us through spiritual interaction with him. No matter what happens in this life, we can live worry-free. Because Jesus said to, not to be worried. Paul said, don't worry about anything by the Holy Spirit. Many people in church or churches actually don't believe the scripture. They said, I can't do this. I can't live without worry. But Jesus said, don't worry about anything. Paul said, don't worry about anything. Any scripture that is revealed to you that you do not act on is, unbelief. It's disobedience and sin, the Bible says. And James 4, I believe it is, and Romans 14, that anything that is not of faith is sin. And so, basically, disobedience. Paul said, don't worry about anything. And that means anything. That's what God said through the Spirit as he wrote through Paul, as he transferred that information to the people at Philippi and us today. We should desire to control our own minds and our own emotions. We have a chance tonight to grab a hold of our minds and make our minds think and discipline our minds to think on what God wants to think about. That can be a challenge if we don't have our mind renewed and have ourselves continually. It's a discipline. But the Bible says you can do it. You know, we always say, my mind, everybody say, my mind is my mind. See, what you put in your mind and what you focus on really is the place that you're going to take it. Whatever you do with your mind is where you're going to be, where you're going to live, and your emotions react to what you think about. So if you want to calm yourself down, that's why, you know, over in the Isaiah, I believe it's 26:3, it says, God will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So you have to take your mind and focus on him, or that is, in our case, the Word of God. What does his word say about your situation? What does God say about it? I know it might seem impossible what you're facing. It might be absolutely doesn't make sense that you could live in peace and that the things can change. But God says to focus on him and we could have peace in our lives. So let's go over here. So it's your choice to have a natural mind or a spiritual mind. Everyone say, I have a natural mind. But I have a spiritual mind. I live in the Spirit. So that means we have natural minds, but we also need to do something with that mind and get to the Spirit part. So it says here, 2 Corinthians, we do something with our imaginations, the Scripture says, but 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7, I'm reading the Amplified Classical Version because it gives us more words to think about. It says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, or craven, or cringing and fawning fear. But he has given a spirit of power and of love and a calm and well-balanced mind, a discipline and self-control. So God has given us the ability to control our own thinking. Everybody say, God has given me the power to control my mind. So we can't control anybody else's mind, but we can control our own mind. Now we try to control other people. There's times that you might have controlled someone else's mind by saying some certain things, you know, to psych them out, you know. And you tell people, I'm going to get you later, or, you know, I'm going to kiss you later. And you psych them out, you know. But, you know, we could do things, but my Bible says you can control your mind right over here in the Scripture. The Apostle said in Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6, I'm reading the Good News Bible. It says, for those who live their human, who live as their human nature tells them to, have their minds controlled by what the human nature wants. Those who live as the Spirit tells them, to have your minds controlled by what the Spirit wants. Verse 6. Do not be controlled by human nature. He says here, do not be controlled by human nature results in death. To be controlled by the Spirit results in life and peace. So we can have our, you can have this life in peace as we begin to focus on the spiritual nature of our own selves. You know, what does the Bible say about different things? So we can control our human nature by thinking spiritual. You know, he's talking about there, you have a war going on. You know, your war is your human part of you that's not born again. Your body, it wants to still do things. It wants to be lazy. It wants to do all kinds of stuff. It wants to sleep more. It wants to eat more. And, you know, whatever it is, it'll indulge itself. And your mind also needs to be controlled every day. You know, Brother Hagin used to say, your mind needs to be controlled every day like you do control, you know, like your hair. I went for a haircut today before I got here, and I wanted to control my hair because it was going all crazy. I was buying more guck to put on my hair. Thank God for products. How many of you are glad for products? Oh, well, some people don't know what a product is. Well, you know, you stuff that goop that you put on your hair, which is good to use once in a while. Some of you ought to use some product, but it'll be good for you. So he says, you know, when you get up in the morning, I don't know about you, like I used to laugh at my dad, you know. He used to get up in his morning, his hair would be just like, woo. And we used to laugh at him. He'd walk down, you know, by the YS, and his hair would be all sticking up. We'd think that was funny. But today, I don't think it's funny. You know, you get a little older, your hair gets a little harder. And doesn't want to do it, you know, so you have to cut it more. So anyway, he used to say this, Brother Hickett used to say, you know, your hair doesn't just get combed, you have to do something with it. And so your mind doesn't just get controlled just because you woke up. So you have to harness your mind every day. And when you do that on a regular basis, it becomes second nature to you to begin to harness your mind to think on the right things. But at the beginning, it's kind of monotonous to yourself, to your flesh, because you're doing it every day. But as you do it, you become better at it. As you grow spiritually, I'm not there anymore. I come this way. So here I am. I'm just following I see myself there. I was over there, but I'm not here now. Okay, so, did you fall asleep a little bit? No, I did. Okay. So, anyway, so we live more on the spiritual realm more than the natural realm. You know, live on your spirit, which is spirit, following the Spirit of God. It'll bring you life and peace when you follow the Spirit. You follow your heart. You know, you have a fight going on, as I mentioned. There's a fight going on. You know, Galatians chapter 5 talks about a war going on with your... It says the flesh against the spirit, lust against the spirit, the spirit against the flesh. He's not talking about the Holy Spirit fighting and you fighting. He's talking about your inner man and your outward man having a struggle. Who's going to control your life? Your outward man wants to worry. It wants to cry and complain about things. It wants to, you know, different things. So you have to take a hold of that. And your spirit says, calm down, you know. But if you don't feed your spirit, it becomes weaker and weaker. You know, how about you? If you didn't eat, I don't know about you, if you don't eat for a long time, you might get shaky. Anybody ever get that? Like, you know, I got to eat something. I'm going to kill somebody. You know, you feel like you got to eat food, right? And so you think about murder. And so I know that sometimes, you know, you got to eat some chicken, right? You got to have food. Something happens to you in your body. And so you have to feed your body to be strong. Especially in this day, I don't know, Anita's father, my father-in-law used to tell us, you know, you got to eat a little bit of grease in the wintertime. I'm not sure if that's true or not. You burn more. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know. Was it your culture or something? I think our culture is the same thing. You know, you got to eat that beaver grease and you'll last longer. Frank, get back to that beaver grease. So I used to eat different kinds of food, and I feel better now. So it will bring you life and peace when you start to think in the spirit. Think spiritual, you know. Because, you know, you can get all messed up watching the natural, watching the news, you know. Anybody watch the news today somehow? Pick up the news? One or two people? We have to be aware about what's going on, but you don't have to be worried about it. Find out what's going on and protect yourself and make decisions. Those of us who actually, you know, we are responsible for a lot of other people than our own house or our own places, so we have to be aware of what's going on a regular basis. Find out the news is saying and the laws and different things and what they're saying in the city, what changes they have to make, so we have to be aware of those things. But, you know, you can get really, really messed up just listening to the different things. So I'm glad I was able, right from the beginning, before this pandemic, get into the Spirit and talk to the Lord and tell Him, what am I supposed to do? You know, look to God. And I remember listening to Brother Hagin. Yeah, he's passed away, gone away a long time. It would have been 100 and something by now. He would say things, you know, Paul, you know, he never looked to a man. He'd go to the Lord himself and get information. And the Lord would lead him and guide him. And that's what we need. We need to, you know, let the Lord lead us. And so Galatians 5 talks about that there's a struggle going on. Which way are you going to go? Are you going to go, are you going to worry? Are you going to be in peace? So there's a struggle that goes there. So being spiritual minded focuses on being spiritual focuses on allow us to be at peace, and so we experience the life of God. You have the ability to focus your mind on what God says you can do right now, right at this moment. You can harness your mind and begin to make it think what God wants, how God wants you to think. So every one of us has that ability. And so I used to think that back there, you know, I thought, oh, I can't help it. But no, we can do it. We can help thinking, right? If Jesus said, you know, he used to say, our teacher used to say, whatever the Bible says you can do it. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can do it. So remember what Paul said in Philippians 4 and verse 8, in the King James Version, he says, think on these things. Think on these things. So he's telling us to focus on those positive things he just aforementioned earlier, to think on those things of goodness and good report and excellent things and admirable things. We need to focus on those things. We can do it. You know, I don't know about you, what happened to you today. I mean, you could have horrible experiences today, but still, you know, you can still harness your thinking. I was thinking about, what's that person that was in, was it Frankel? The person that was in Viktor Frankl. And Viktor Frankl was a Holocaust survivor. And so they took away all his freedoms. And, you know, he said the last thing they could never take away is my freedom to make decisions and to have peace in my heart. You know, we have the freedom to have this decision making in our mind, to think right. And so each of us right now, we have the chance right now to make a decision. What are you going to think, negative or positive? And so Paul said, consider him, and that is Jesus. Over here in Hebrews chapter 12, in verse 2 and 3, Paul tells the Hebrew church what to do with their minds when their minds get off and wants to quit. Let's look at over here, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, Hebrews 12, in verse 2 and 3, says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame that is set down at the right hand of throne of God. Verse 3, consider him, everybody say consider him, that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. See, it's when we get off track, get our minds off Jesus, get off our minds off the Word, that is, and focus on things that are not in the Word, then we get all messed up. We want to quit. You want to quit the race. You want to quit running. You want to quit doing the things You say things like, why do I have to keep doing this? Why do I have to go keep doing the church? Is everything, you know? You keep telling yourself different things, you know? Fighting yourself. Why do I have to pray? Why do I have to pray every day? I don't have to pray. No, you don't have to pray. But you should pray. And you should brush your teeth too. But you don't have to brush your teeth. Or you'll have no teeth left sooner or later. So you have to do certain things every day. A lot of us don't like to get out of bed. Hey, you have to get out of bed if you want to work, right? So there's things we have to do in our lives to take control of our thoughts. So God's thoughts are life and peace. We have to take those thoughts and make them ours. Make them our thoughts. Devil's thoughts bring death and defeat. He'll bring you bad thoughts, the devil does, and bring feelings to you in your soul and to your mind. He tells you things like, you're not going to make it. This time you're not going to make it. You got healed last time, but this time you're sure not going to make it. He keep telling you the same thing over and over again. I know you got away that last time, but this time you're not going to make it. And so you have to fight him and focus on the things of God. And understand there's the peace of God is always available to you. He's Jehovah, he's Jehovah Shalom, our peace. He lives inside of us. He resides in you. He's in there. If you allow this thinking to fill your heart with bad things, your joy will disappear. And we know the joy of the Lord is your strength. So Matthew 12:34 says, out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaks. So listen to yourself talk. Listen to what you've been talking about. And change that by putting in the Word in you. He said, yeah, I know there's a problem there, but listen, here's what the Word of God says. And you can begin to change your thinking. Here's what Matthew 12:34 says, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the good abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, you can tell what you've been feeding yourself, what your focus has been, by the way you talk. I was, cutting my hair. That lady's cut my hair today. I went to a hairstylist. Style. not much of a style now, is it? Yeah, it's a good haircut. I like it. You didn't cut it all off, see? So sometimes you cut too short, you can see a little bit of skimpiness in there. So why would focus on my hair? Anyway, I did that. So anyway, she says to me, what do you think about all that stuff, that COVID-19? I said, I don't think anything about it. I don't think much about it. He says, people have all these opinions. So what do you do when all these people have opinions? I don't even talk about it. They ask me things. I don't worry. I don't talk about it. I don't even ask myself what I think about it. He said, okay. So we don't have too much to talk about. what's your opinion is, right? So what's your opinion? Well, I don't have any. So I think God's good. Don't you? That's what I say. God's a healer. I'm not going to get it. He said, I'd be careful if I were you. Don't you know the devil hear you? Well, we want him to hear it. We want him to hear that. We want him to know that God's our healer, our protector. And that's what he said, the Lord is my shelter. That's what you're saying. Right? That's what you're saying. He's my healer too. Not only just my savior, but people wouldn't say that. I remember when I was first born again, I never knew about confession of faith. I didn't know anything about faith. And I'd say things because I'm young, I'm just exuberant. And I'd say different things. I was at a place and I was working as a frontline social worker. And being an exuberant Christian, I had such tremendous experience with the Holy Ghost and the power of God, and different things happened to me as a Christian. And so I'd go to different places, and some of these people would tell me things, you know, I'm going to curse you. I said, go right ahead. I said, I'd like to see you try it. And, I'm young. And I told this guy, I went to a service. It was a Thursday night, the Bible study in one church, you know, I think it was the Lutheran church. I used to go to different places because I liked to fellowship every night. If I could find a fellowship, I was there every night. Wherever it was, I went there. So I told this guy, I said, you know, this is what happened to me today. And they said, this guy says, I'm going to curse you. I said, go right ahead. Try it. And so he said, oh, I'd be careful if you say that. And when he said that, I went, and I got scared for a few minutes. But thank God, my spirit rose up in me. But you know what the Bible says? You cannot curse what God has blessed. There's different scriptures in the Bible. You look at it. You cannot curse what God has blessed. You cannot be cursed. God's put his mark on you. And he can't curse you. So stay strong, fellas. And stay in line with the scripture and think like that. So because if you think otherwise, you're gonna get weak. There's a hole in your armor. Some people say, there's a hole right in the back of your head there. That's why it's gonna get in. You forgot to cover that part. Thank God for the blood. So examine your thoughts and your feelings and see. Is God's word in there? Well, who's in there? What kind of word do you got? Does what's inside you cause you fear? Does it cause you doubt? Are you seeing failure? Well, God has good thoughts for you. And he transferred that thought over you by his spirit. Jeremiah, we read that Sunday, Jeremiah 29:11, it says, I got thoughts of peace about you. He said, I got thoughts of peace and I got thoughts of hope for you. Thank God. You know, if you got God, there's hope for you. There's a future for you. Something good's about to happen. You know, people today are afraid of a lot of things. You know, they're afraid of aliens. Yeah. I was talking to some people. They said, oh yeah, there's aliens. They're coming in now. You can't never tell who's an alien. See that guy there? He might be an alien. I'm serious. That's going on right now. He said, I got a ride here, a taxi. I think that guy was an alien. And so people have these kind of thoughts. You're crazy. The devil's nuts. If you listen to those guys, you think, man, this is crazy. You know, they've been watching these movies. What do you call these movies? They turn into kind of like, huh? Sci-fi? 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 What's that? You know, somebody's show. You know these shows? I mean, this one black guy, he turns into some kind of monster. I don't watch those kind of movies. I still watch Gunsmoke. That's the hardest thing I watch. Bonanza. Thank God. Bonanza. You watch with that Gunsmoke? Honest to God, I go to different, you know, travel to different places. They turn on that TV. Gunsmoke comes on. Every channel, every city I went to. So how come we don't have this in Canada? Gunsmoke, Wagon Train comes on. How many of you remember Wagon Train? One person. We're way older, man, I tell you. Way up there. What they say, what's Gunsmoke? Rifleman. All these old movies, eh? Wild Wild West. Remember all these Western movies? You remember those? You try to act it out too, I guess. You know, Did you ever, like Saturday afternoon, we used to watch the All-Star Wrestling. And they'd jump off, different places and fall over and hit the kids, each other. We try to do that after we watch that all afternoon, on a Saturday afternoon. And there were so many injuries. So Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace. You know, God has peace for us. Not something shaky. You know, God has something good for us. Yeah, I wonder what God's got to do next. Some people, like, they think that, you know, they think that God, somebody told me this last week, well, God, you know, he's causing all these things happen. He's causing a shakeup. And the reason why this is happening is trying to do something. And we had a discussion. I said, no, I don't believe that. Let me tell you what I believe after. I said, I show you scripture that God's not doing this. Not this God. So he's not doing that. So Philippians 4 says that, think on these things, what's true, good report, things that are praiseworthy, that's what you're going to think about. Now, it takes some time and discipline to start thinking about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The devil's going to tell you, you're wasting your time. But no, he said, no, I'm telling you one thing. You got to talk back to the devil. He said, listen, devil, I'm going to tell you something. Here's what the Bible says. And you quote the Bible to him. Tell him. And, you know, a thought comes to you at night, going to bed or something, or, you know, and you get up maybe 4 a.m. in the morning or something, refresh yourself, and you say, look, I don't believe that. I believe the Word of God. I won't tell you what I believe. That's what I do. And talk back. So, he says, Philippians 4:8, finally, my brother, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, think on these things. So why would God, if you can't think on something, if you can't control your mind, why would he tell you to do this? You can do it. You know, I remember the time when I was so attacked in my mind, like your mind's like crooked. I don't know, anybody ever been there? Like, you feel like that. It's so bad, it's so attacked, you know. You can't see straight. I've been there. But I was able to get all of that. I remember a scripture. Put up there Philippians chapter 10:19 in the Amplified Classical Edition, if you can. So, 10:19, excuse me. Luke 10:19, excuse me. Sorry. I think we're gaining new scripture here. Watch this. I remember this years ago. He said, behold, I give you power. Is this King James? To tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Let's go to Amplified. And I was reading this one day. I was having some hard time. So, behold, I give you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability. You see, God gives you the mental strength to start thinking right. I remember a guy set free that said, yeah, I can control my mind. I can do that right now. The Lord can not only strengthen my spirit, he can help me with my mind. Physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that enemy possesses, and nothing shall by any means harm me. I like that part. He can't hurt me. God is a protector. Huh? He's Jehovah Rohi. He's your shepherd. He'll lead you. He'll protect you. And will not allow the devil to harm you, to hurt you. And you feel strong. When you think about that, you just feel strong right away, instantly. strong. And I can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. We need to, we can't be double-minded. If you're going to be at peace, you can't be double-minded. You're going to have to decide, I'm going to think what God wants me to think. James says this, James 1, 6-8, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let that man not think that he shall receive. Let that man not think, everybody say think, that he shall not receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Double-mindedness is a real problem. You got to make up your mind. This is the way God wants me to think. I can't think the other way. I have the ability to control my mind, so I'm not going to think that way. I'm going to think peace. Now, it takes discipline. It takes some trying. But you can do it. So, you can control. If you feel unstable, you can control yourself, be more stable. You know, the devil is deceptive. He'll try to lie to you. But so, be single-minded and say, here's what I'm thinking. I made up my mind. I'm going to focus on what the Lord says and be at peace with myself tonight. You know, it says there, the Lord will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is focused on Him. Focus on, if when the devil brings disturbing thoughts, 2 Corinthians tells you right away, chapter 10, 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5, he says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So those strongholds are referring to what the devil brings to you, those thoughts. So it actually, the Bible interprets itself over here, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So casting down imaginations. Everything that tries to rise above the thoughts down, you cast them down. You know, when the devil brings you thoughts, they're usually in high definition. They're very clear. You're driving down the road, you see in your mind, you see an accident. The devil puts that in there. He says, nope, I don't believe that. You got to talk to it. Talk to it. Talk to your thoughts. He said, nope. Who put that there? Did you put it there? He said, well, I can't help it. I just think that way. No. No, you don't. Don't think that way. Make your mind, discipline your mind. Say, no, you're not going to think that way. You're going to think positive tonight. You know? All of a sudden, in imagination, a pie comes to your mind. Middle of the night, Walmart. You know, you could. It happened to me the other day, a pie came to my mind. I followed it out. Suddenly, I found myself struggling by downtown Port Arthur, driving. Where am I going? I made my way through the Walmart. And there it was, talking to me. Come eat me. Is that how it happens, you see? No, you just follow your thoughts. But if you're laying in bed in the morning, and the thought comes to you, you need to pray. Oh, you rebuke that thought. Oh, man, I rebuke that thought. Or a thought comes to you and says, go and give $100 to so-and-so. No, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. The devil's trying to steal from me again. Right? But if the pie came to you, I'm coming, honey. Eh? And then spit coming all over here. Because our dogs, as soon as you wrestle the bag, It's all over the floor. That's what we are sometimes. We cast those thoughts down. Let's go ahead and pray. Say, my mind is my mind. So I can have peace tonight. So I'm going to go to bed with peace. I read a scripture last night. The Bible says I can go to bed with peace because God is going to let me sleep in safety tonight. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. Let's go ahead and stand up. We thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding. We give you praise that we can control our thinking, that you've given us this peace. We're going to go to bed tonight in safety and assurance that you're Jehovah Shalom, our very peace. And we need the peace. Thank you. This peace is going to minister to our bodies tonight, soothe our minds, and get up refreshed tomorrow, ready for a brand new day of mercy. Brand new day of experiencing the compassion of God. A day of brand new opportunities. New doors opening for me. Brand new experiences. Divine connections. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you. We pray in the name of Jesus for every person here that has had thoughts, disturbing thoughts. We stand with them. We lend our faith to them. We add our faith to them that we can push these thoughts of death, weakness, loss, pain, lack. All these disturbances the devil has placed. They will not happen. They will not even come near you. They're only thoughts the devil has put there. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the mercy of God. The plan of God, the plan of peace, is into implementation right now into every person's life. The plan of peace, lay it out for them. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen and amen. If you've not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, watching by television somewhere, I'm going to ask you right now, all you have to do is say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I confess you today. Come in my life. Become my Savior. Become my Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for saving that person right now, coming into their lives, believing with their heart, washing their sins away. And those of you that are born again, you've been away from God, just say, Lord, forgive me. I'm coming back home in Jesus' name. Very simple. Turn away from your sin. Begin to walk with God. Turn away from what you're doing right now. And I don't care how weak you might feel. You might say, oh, it's impossible. Yes, it's impossible for you, but not impossible with you and God together. It's not impossible. I pray that you'll have people come visit you and help you get out of that bondage or whatever it is in the name of Jesus. And you'll have peace again. Amen and amen. Good night, everybody.